Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Promise to Inherit the World, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 4, verse 13. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 reads, For the promise to Abraham or to his descendants that he would inherit the world was not fulfilled through the law, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. I have just read from the New English Translation. I recently watched a movie that graphically portrayed the persecution and martyrdom of early Christians. Watching it reminded me of the true essence of the faith. Those believers didn't abide in Christ because it was comfortable or because they were expecting breakthroughs in this life. They remained steadfast because they were properly discipled to know and love the Lord and to understand the true essence of their faith and the incomparable hope it provides. They knew that the Lord would return in glory and they would inherit all things. They weren't intimidated by the power or fading glory of the Roman Empire because they understood they were going to inherit the whole earth and rule with Christ. Their faith was anchored in the blessed hope of the resurrection and the glory that would be revealed in them when Christ returns. They knew they had imperishable rewards that the Lord would give them on that day. It was this understanding of eternal truths that kept them strong in the faith, even under brutal persecution from the Roman Empire. God promised Abraham that he and his descendants would be heirs of the world. This promise was not fulfilled in Abraham's day, but he saw enough to trust that the one who made the promise would bring it to pass. He lived in the hope of this promise and rejoiced to see the day of the Lord, the same day that believers today look forward to. He saw it in visions and was glad. See John 8:56. As you go into today, remember to place your hope in the faithfulness of the living God. It is impossible for him to lie, and he has promised to give you his kingdom. We are literally going to inherit all things. What we stand to gain is so great that our current minds cannot fully comprehend it. Satan sneers in envy, but can do nothing about it. God is on your side. He desires to give you his kingdom. Prayer. Lord Jesus, please cleanse my heart from all distractions and help me live in the light of your blessed hope. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for the way you have been living contrary to his will. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 16. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapter 16.
To human beings belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. People may think all their ways are pure, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, human beings plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The lips of a king speak as an oracle, and his mouth does not betray justice. Honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of his making. Kings detest wrongdoing. For a throne is established through righteousness. Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value persons who speak what is right. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but the wise will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Those who give heed to instruction prosper, and blessed are those who trust in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. Prudence is a fountain of life to the prudent, but folly brings punishment to fools. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. The appetite of laborers works for them. Their hunger drives them on. Scoundrels plot evil, and on their lips it is like a scorching fire. The perverse stir up dissension, and gossips separate close friends. The violent entice their neighbors and lead them down a path that is not good. Those who wink with their eyes are plotting perversity. Those who purse their lips are bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. Better a patient person than a warrior, those with self-control than those who take a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.